Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How y'all doing today? Welcome to the show. And today we're doing a show on chakras. We're going to do some work on chakras in the last part of the show. And chakras, are they your way to spirit, God? And we're going to find out toward the last hour of the show. So, but the first hour here, we're going to have a guest of mine. Rihanna, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to
I'm
the show.
Fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a show here on Blog Talk Radio too, and
Yeah, I do. Mine's called the Faulkner Tarot Channel.
Faulkner.
Yep.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I've created a tarot deck which is called the Faulkner Tarot. So my show offers tarot readings to listeners.
Hmm. Yeah, I've actually been on your show a couple of times. I love the way you do your readings. You guys seem like you're very happy what you're doing, and you also have a lady friend that works with you on that show too. Well, what's her name?
She's in the chat room. That's Barbie Curran.
Have you guys been working together quite a bit for a long time?
Oh yeah, she's my business manager.
Oh, okay.
And a poor woman. The poor woman is roped into being the host on the show. She hates it.
So that works out pretty good for you. I mean, you know. So basically she's your business manager, and she does the business part of the whole thing, so you can focus on, I guess, what you do, huh?
Absolutely, yeah, because I'm very proud to say that the tarot deck, the Faulkner Tarot Deck, has sold worldwide. So it's very special to me. It raises money for cancer charities as well. We donate 10% of all profits from wholesale and retail sales to cancer charities every year. So it is a big business that we're doing now, and we're on a mission to make people see that tarot isn't anything that's scary and wrong and evil. It's like a modern form of counselling or a form of self-help, you know, that it really is a positive tool if used properly. So yeah, we're on a big mission here in England.
Okay, whereabouts do you live in England?
I'm in sunny Devon, right down the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. Is that close to something that, to be honest with you, I've never heard of those places, but is it close to something familiar, I guess?
Exeter? Plymouth?
Plymouth. I'm familiar with Plymouth. Sorry. It's like I lived in Colorado for about 3 years, and people would say, "Where do you live at? You live near no so-and-so place?" I'm like, "Never heard of it." And then you start realizing there's so many cities that you never heard of, and you live so close to. So I was just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my biggest thing is I've always had a fantasy about moving to London. Have you been to London yourself?
Well, I have been, but I'll tell you what, I'm petrified of going to London because it's a city, it's clearly like busy and hustle and bustle, and in here in Devon, it's like you're living in the country, it's nice, easy pace, Very, you know, very lovely, gentle way of living. It's very safe in Devon. It's the best place ever to bring up children. You've got loads of different beaches to choose from. It's a completely different world to London. So actually, for us country bumpkins, to be able to go up to London is a big thing. There's way I'd take my children there yet.
No, I was always, so I guess London's a great place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So, would you
mind you, I am coming, you know, I am coming to America to live next year. We're moving out to America, me and the kids.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
We want to go to San Antonio.
San Antonio?
Yeah.
San Antonio, that's in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas, of all places. Why Texas? I'm just curious.
Because that's where my work takes me. So it's really the work.
Gotcha. Yeah. So with the situation of work and that stuff, would you classify yourself as a psychic and medium? Or?
Yes, I would, unfortunately. That brings a lot of labels with it, doesn't it? Well, basically, I work with one guide who's called Brian. He's got a bit of a following himself. He's a dwarf. He's Irish. And I must be psychic because I see him and nobody else does. When I do readings, if they're private or when I'm on stage doing a clairvoyant evening, it's Brian that I channel. So basically, I'm just the middleman that says, I just pass on what Brian's words are. And he's just fantastic. He is, he's like my right arm. He's superb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So his name is what?
Brian Copthorne. Yeah. For all your listeners, he's even got his own website that you can go, and if you need his help, if you need some advice from him, you just go to his website, type in, and lots of people do it anonymously. They make up a username on the website, and they type their questions, and then Brian can answer. Yeah, so.
Well, with the situation on hand, too, I would say the biggest thing I wanted to talk about was, with the situations of people coming to you, could you help them to realize who their guide is?
Could I help them realize who their guide is? Yes, absolutely, if that's what they want to know. Most of my customers have come for some advice and guidance on situations in their life. I'm sure, as you find with your clients, other people just come to be able to have sort of like a general reading. And I think most of them have a bit of a shock when they come to see me, because me and Brian do work extremely differently. Brian doesn't say what you want to hear. He tells you the truth. If it's not what you want to hear, well, then he makes you realize that actually every part of your life is necessary, every path you go down. You know, a lot of us, all of us, need guidance to be able to keep on the right track, and that's what Brian does. So, yeah, but he's lovely. Nothing to be scared of.
Yeah, because I was sitting here going, the reason I asked the question, because the thing that comes to me is the ideal of, am I picking up my spirit guide? Because for some reason lately, a lot of things have been going on recently since this accident too. The word Sally keeps coming up. I would sit here and say Sandy and Sally. And it was like one of those things, trying to confirm, okay, is this one of my spirit guides? Because Sally comes up the most all the time. So I was just curious.
Well, then that's obviously a message from spirit or a guide being able to try to sort of like get your attention, but just ask for confirmation. I mean, I've been through, we've all got more than one guide. I've got lots of different guides for different reasons, you know, when I'm doing completely different kind of work. And then I've got guides that are my personal guides that are here just to support me and look after me and guide me. Brian is different. Brian is the guide that has also signed up for this path that I have. And we are both here. He's not here for me. He's here to help other people help themselves, which is what my job is too. And so he's not just my guide, if you like. He is mine. He comes with me. But he's here for the good of everybody. Yet, you know, all my other guides, One of them does the healing with me. One of them does psychic surgery with me. One of them's my business advisor. It's just fantastic to be able to actually see them. I've also got a bodyguard in spirit, which is just brilliant. But, you know, you channel them. If you're not sure about who your guide is or what name it is, ask. That's all you have to do is just ask for confirmation. At one point, I've driven past and there's like a massive name on the side of a lorry in the traffic jam, you know. So they do give you confirmation.
That's kind of crazy, too, because I usually tell people if you want clarification on messages and stuff you're getting from your angels and stuff and your guides, just ask and clarify. And it never dawned on me to do the same thing. do you catch yourself doing that a lot, where you're constantly giving advice to everybody and talking and working with them, and then later on it dawns on you that you could have done the same thing for yourself and just took you a while to get there because you were too busy helping everybody else?
Yeah, but it's also that feeling that a lot of, you know, spiritual workers get is, oh, well, it's not for me. I'm here to help everyone else. And it's almost like I'm not worthy, isn't it? And that you feel quite left out, that there is actually nobody to help you because you're constantly helping everyone else. And then you stop and you think, no, my guides are here for me. It's me that's blocking them for me. You know, of course they're there to answer yourself as well. But, yeah, it's a common problem.
Yeah, I've done the same thing too. It's like one day I was doing a reading for a lady, and I said, you know, there's this thing you want to do as service. You want to give service to the world. So therefore, don't forget to give service to yourself because you live here too. So giving service to the world means also giving to oneself. And I sit there going, I stopped for a minute and said, hold on for a minute. I think I just solved some of my situations. I need to do just that too. I always stop readings, and people go, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. I just answered one of my own situations, and I just had to take it in for a minute. Sorry, but so you're psychic and medium, and yeah, you're right. The ideal is being psychic and medium, and that kind of stuff has a tendency to take on a different format. People don't realize that some people are just psychic, but the medium thing is something that it's like a singer or people go to work and that kind of stuff. They go to work when they leave work at work. But with the kind of work we do, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've given messages in the strangest places, too. I mean, I was working for ADT Security Systems here when I was having some problems with money, trying to make some money. I was sitting at a conference table, and somebody's grandmother came to me and said, you need to pass this message on to my granddaughter. I'm sitting there going, no. I said, I'm in conference right now. Can't do that. She came to me three times. She hit me with some really energy, like almost like being smacked. I said, okay, I'll pass the message along. And I passed the message on to this lady. I looked at across the table. I'm like, Gina, I know I just met you 10 minutes ago, but I have a message for you. And she goes, a message? I said, yeah, your grandmother's sitting right here telling me that you need to rethink that boyfriend you're with. And she's like, really? I said, yeah. And she goes, which one is it? I said, it's your grandmother on your father's side. And she goes, that's funny because my dad just called me this morning and told me he needed to talk to me too. So I said, well, I guess they're coming in droves here, aren't they? So
well, I've chased somebody down a train station before, a complete stranger, a lady wearing red trousers. She was in a group of people that were obviously waving her off onto the train. And I had this man in spirit that was sat behind me saying, go and talk to my wife. No, leave me alone. Go and talk to my wife, please. No, leave me alone. I'm not embarrassing myself. And in the end, I just had to get out and pass on the message. And the utter relief when you realize they don't think you're mad and they do actually believe in what you do is, it's huge.
Oh, yeah. You know, it did open the questions up to her that day, too, because she was starting to ask me questions about her boyfriend and stuff. And I was just like, you know, I said, the thing came to me most was that she needed to rethink the whole thing. And she goes, well, I'm in love with him. I said, well, sweetie, we're not questioning your love. We're questioning his. And you need to look at the situation because you're getting really pulled up into that. I said, here's a guy who has five kids. He's not even 30 years old yet, but he's got five kids by five different mothers. Isn't it kind of...
Yeah.
I said, you'd love him, but is that enough? Mm. And she was like, I think it is. I'm like, Sometimes you kind of look at people and go, okay, well, we can't really live it for them, and we can't make them do what they don't want to do, but... Boy, sometimes you wish you could really do something to really change that course there.
You can only help people. You can only help people who want to help themselves. And that's the saddest thing about our job, is you can bend over backwards and you can watch all of spirit trying to bend over backwards to help somebody, to show them the right way. But you can't take a horse to water. Oh, you can take horse water. You can't make them bloody drink it.
Yeah, that's true. I just wanted to tell everybody out there that, yeah, we will be doing readings in the last, well, we're going to be doing readings here. So just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. We'll definitely take your questions and anything what you want to ask. And like I said before, we will answer any questions. And I've asked some really strange questions. So I'm pretty sure that for example, I had a lady came to me one day and she asked, and they're in the midst of a reading, she asked me if her breasts were going to get any bigger. I mean, what is the craziest question you've ever been asked? Okay.
I have been asked so many stupid questions. You have to bite your tongue, and then you have to go jeepers. You know, is this? Do I look like a joke?
Right.
But to be honest, if we get asked stupid question, Brian gets quite rude, and then he just doesn't answer. So yeah. But.
Well, I'll say one thing about this lady here. She gave me a nice. She called me many times before anyway, and she just told me flat out that the reason she was even asking me the question, she said, I understand it might be a crazy question, but she said, the reason I'm coming to you is because I feel like you seem like a very warm person, very open, and you seem like you're very honest. So I just felt like very comfortable to come to you and ask that question. But she said, I would never ask that question just to anybody. I'm sitting there going, I don't know if I should feel honored or what. That was kind of a different approach. I never saw that one coming. And so
lovely.
Yeah, you know, so I sat there and said, okay, that's great. And then I thought, okay, that's the craziest question I've ever heard. And then she followed up with a second one. And then she said, will I ever have an orgasm? I'm sitting there going, okay, that one kind of tops the first one. And I told her, it's kind of funny. Because she goes, what's so funny? I said, because I actually have an answer. So it must be a serious question of spirit, because they're definitely giving me an answer. So this is the answer. And so I said, you know, so I guess it's not a crazy question if my angels and guides are picking up answers and they have answers for me. So that was different. But there have been people calling me up and say, okay, what kind of panties am I wearing? And my guides will say, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what color they are. So why should we know? And then I've had people come to me and said, they'll ask me questions about their business and that kind of stuff. And then they go through the whole thing and they say, well, you never told me what I do for a living. I said, it doesn't matter. You know what it is. You know what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And they go, yes, mm-hmm. I do know what I do. And my angels are saying the same thing. What's important is you want to move your business. You want to make some decisions about your business. But does it really matter that I know what it is? And they always use that one. Does a fish need to know what water is to live? No, it just does.
They always try and test you, don't they?
Yes. So, I mean, what do you think will be the most challenging question you ever had when someone's testing you? Or I guess you could say Brian got the most rudest.
Well, to be honest, Brian, as I say, Brian doesn't take it, and neither do I, because I'm too busy and I haven't got time for time wasters anymore. I'm there to help genuine people. I do a lot of work with people who are seriously ill, they deserve my time. So time wasters, I've actually, here's a bit of advice for you, I've actually told Spirit to take them away, and it works, and then they just can't find you. They can't find your number, even though it's plastered all over the website. Time wasters don't deserve of your time. But it always works. Just take them away and they disappear. Yeah, and then there's room for genuine people. But the funniest thing is, like with Brian, when people are obviously taking the mick out of other people, like, you know, they're married, they've got a beautiful family, they don't realise what their blessings are in life. Oh, and they're having two affairs at the same time. Brian doesn't entertain
right.
it. No, don't come to me for advice. You know, take my advice. Don't come back a second time until you've taken it, you know. Because there's some people that just don't realise how blessed they are. And then they moan because they haven't got enough money in life and they want to know about money. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. Do you want to sort out the real problems in your life first?
Right. Yeah, it is. It's kind of crazy with the people, because they just want to sit here and look at you and go, you know. People call me up to you all the time too, saying, I can't find someone who can be faithful to me. And I said, well, okay, well, the reason you can't find anybody to be faithful to you, because you're dating six guys right now. So, like attracts like. So, therefore, you're not being faithful either. And she's like, never thought about that. Well, put some thought into that one, and you might get some differences in the situation. And she was just like, well, there's no well about it. That's the answer. Now you need to go and wipe the slate clean and start all over again. She was kind of freaked out when I said her and told her. I said, you take all the six guys, and if you put them together, you would actually get the guy you want to be with. So that's your answer, too. Go find him. Or at least open yourself up to the possibilities of being with somebody who can be faithful, but you have to be faithful first. And she thought that was really not an option in some ways. You ever seen that one before? People looking for certain things, and you can see it so clearly that they would just see it themselves. It would change their lives so drastically.
I've seen a lot of things with different people, and I say sometimes you just look at your own life and you go, oh, thank you, God, for making me.
Right. Yeah, you got to sit there and look at the situation, too. I mean, you know, and I've actually sat there and asked myself, too. I said, oh, this person's crossing my path. Is there some kind of reflection here? Or is it just the ideal of putting me in a situation? Can I actually answer that question? Because, for example, my ex-wife came to me one time for a reading on her husband that she has now. And people go, well, that doesn't sound so bad. What'd you do? I said, well, the problem is he's my brother.
Oh.
And they're like, really? I said, yes. And I think it was a test. And they go, how is it a test? I said, well, I think it's one of those things to test yourself and say, you know, I feel like I'm very qualified for this job no matter who comes to me. That's what I put it. And the next thing you know, this person comes to me. So it's like, look at the situation. I kind of pushed my differences to the side, and I did a reading for her. Was it easy? No. It wasn't easy at all. But was it impossible? Yeah. No. I mean, guess what I tell people? Things are hard, but it's not impossible, and I found a way of doing it. And it kind of opened up different avenues for me to actually see other people that might have looked difficult at one time. Now they don't. It's just like clear in the air and going, okay, I'm a professional person. I can do this. This is what I do for a living. So therefore, I told myself I'd help anybody who came to me. So I did. And I've done that a lot too. I mean, I've had people come to me and who didn't have any money at all, but they were crossing my path. And I just made a vow at that time that whoever crossed my path, no matter what their financial situation was, I was going to sit down with them and work with them. And that's how it's worked. And it's kind of funny too, because I don't know if you've ever done it yourself, but it seems like in those situations, so many blessings came in afterwards.
Oh, every time. Every time. Every time you do something, you get sort of like 10 back, you know, when you do it from genuinely from the heart to help somebody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the situation? Psychic, you're a medium. What else would you classify yourself as? I mean, like, example, I'm also like clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and clair, what's the other one? Claircognizance, and I hate that one because it's like I'm sneezing. And then,
this is what makes me giggle, okay? I'm not quite the same as any other psychic. I am, what am I? I'm a Christian who, unfortunately, God's made clairvoyant so I can see the dead people walking around that we're not meant to see, according to the church. So that makes it quite awkward. I am a widow. I'm 38 years old, and I'm a mummy of five beautiful children. I work for God, for spirit, whatever you want to say, passionately, 24 hours a day. But I am on a mission to be able to prove to everybody that it's okay to be clairvoyant. It's okay to be able to hear voices and work with spirit. Without being sort of like chastised for it. I'm on a huge long path here to be able to help other people who have lost husbands or wives and that are left behind with young children. My son is going to be four next week, and my husband died about 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So he was tiny, tiny, tiny when daddy died. My eldest daughter is 17, so I've got five children that are going through the raw grief, and me too. And I want to be able to use our experience not only to help ourselves to get through it, but to help other families. So, like, that's what I'm all about. And I love the way where people say, well, you know, no, you're not psychic, but you are a medium, well, you're a tarot reader, but you're not clairvoyant. And it's like, well, actually, it's all part of the same thing, but we're all on a different stage of developing, aren't we? Some people use this, some people use that, you know. I use everything. When I do a reading, my whole body turns into that person that I'm reading for. I get aches, pains, I get, no matter what their physical, you know, their physical body feels like, I'll feel it. And that seems to be the way that my guides use me when I'm doing a reading, to almost give confirmation to the person I'm reading for that, yeah, I really do know what I'm talking about, because I can feel your body. Yeah, they use me in every single way that's needed. I smell things, I, you know, I see people everywhere, whatever's needed for that person. So yeah, but so the people, and I'm okay.
No, one thing we've talked about this on the show before too, and I'm one of those people that go that way, is because I don't consider what I do when I do medium work as talking to the dead. I talk to spirits. Because one lady asked me that question. She says, "Do you talk to dead people?" I said, "No, I don't hang out in cemeteries." And she was like, okay, but do you talk to dead people?" I'm like, "I don't hang out in cemeteries." I said, "I don't call people who come to me. I call relatives, spirits, and that kind of stuff." And I've actually gotten to the point where some people can be classified as friends. So I mean, I heard you say the word to see dead people. So I guess you classify it that way yourself, which I don't say it's a bad thing or a good thing.
Well, obviously, spirit is a dead person, isn't it? It's the spirit of a dead person, i.e., as in my husband, who used to be alive, he's now dead, but he's still here. That is his spirit, his soul. So as we all know, we are all souls within our bodies here on Earth, but the body, the physical body, is like a suit that you put on to be able to live your life down here on Earth. But as soon as you leave this Earth, you don't need that suit, the human body, unzip, step out, and there you are. You're still in the same place. Heaven isn't up in the sky. Heaven's all around us. They're all walking around us. So really, the spirit is dead people. It doesn't matter. It's just another label, isn't it? Well, whatever you want to call them. Yeah?
So
but
lives.
It is the soul.
So
yeah,
I guess we call
totally.
I guess past lives are like having a closet full of suits.
Yeah. But it's you know, then there's obviously, I believe, angels, and I've seen angels. Angels look after me every night. They're absolutely beautiful. I teach with one particular angel, Nubriel, who's called. He's huge, absolutely huge. But angels are completely different beings. They have never been down here. They've never been souls like we have. They're a completely different race, if you like. They're God's messengers. They're here to look after us. They're here to help and work alongside us and also make sure that we're all safe. So I see them, I work with them, just like everybody else does. But yeah, we're all protected.
Okay. No, I was just wondering, you might have already said this, but I'm just saying, I wasn't sure exactly. How and when did you discover your gift?
Well, when I was a young child, I was very, very aware of something else going on that nobody else could see. You know, the classic, there's something under my bed or in my wardrobe, and your mum says, "Oh, don't be so silly, there's nothing there."
Right.
Now, I think, you know, because I had parents that didn't believe at all, you very, very quickly close down. And they say from like the age of 7, isn't it, that you close down. We always saw things, but then we talk very quickly. No, nobody else can see it, so shut up. And it's obviously your mind. And then as I was growing up, I had a heck of a lot of experiences that were quite frightening, but also quite fascinating. And it seems that like spirit kept bringing in different adults to be able to prove to me that it's okay, you're not going mad, and we are the same. Some school teachers, some friends, parents, all the way through my childhood. So yeah, I have seen them and everything, but it was not accepted in my childhood, if you like.
Oh no, I understand that one clearly. I was raised a Baptist, so, and when I was 10 years old, I had a friend that was in a drowning accident, and in the process of that, came out being clear, you know. Well, I'll put it this way, I was 10 years old, so I really knew what it was all about, but I did notice that in the process of drowning, I actually had two out-of-body experiences in the same experience, because I remember this lady I was talking to. I looked at her and I said, "Didn't I walk up out of the water and sit next to this lawn chair?" And she goes, "Oh no, we dragged you out by the hair of your head." And then I said, "You sure?" I said, "I was sitting here in the lawn chair watching these people pull someone out of the water. I never realized until years later why she turned white, because I just basically described to her how they pulled me out of the water."
Yeah.
So, wow. To me, that's what happened with me. And maybe those gifts were there beforehand, but it just seemed like they really came to the forefront. And then after that, I was just very, very drawn to books on ESP and just, you know, metaphysics and I guess you would tell us, I think also sci-fi was part of that whole thing too. So all these things came to the forefront, being fascinated about ghosts and spirits and actually at the point of calling psychics and stuff. So it was kind of interesting to sit there and it's like looking back over the years of when I used to call psychics and now people call me. And it was like, it wasn't until this lady, I called this psychic lady and she was like, first thing came out of her mouth was, "I don't understand why you're not doing this kind of work." I'm going, "Well, how's that?" She goes, "From the energy I pick up with you, you are very powerful and gifted at doing this." It would make sense of a lot of things I used to do. I used to play this, and I would always have these insights to everybody. Like, we were going to hire bass players, and this guy walked in named Tracy. I'm like, I would not deal with this man. And they go, "Why is that?" I said, "I do not know, but for some reason, I just feel like he's going to screw us over later." And I had this agreement when I was in a band. It was four or five of us. So, you know, whatever the answer was unanimously, I used to go with that. So they all voted to have this guy in the band. And sure enough, a couple months later, he ripped us off. And I just started noticing those things like that. So I was like, okay. And there was a lot of things when I was a kid and that kind of stuff like that where there was always things I knew when I was around older people. There was a situation when I was living in Ohio. People used to be, in certain situations, they'd be mean to old people. And I could feel that. That was my first encounter as being an empath, of feeling other people's feelings and couldn't figure out, okay, how come I feel that in my gut, or how come I feel it this way and that kind of thing. But like you said, there was nobody around me. I'm raising about this. You know, they're like jumping and hanging out with a snake. If you talk about talking to angels and spirit, they freak out, which is kind of weird. But I have a rattlesnake right under my freaking jaw, but don't talk to spirits. Or the first thing I said, when I used to say, I talk to angels, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, "You should never pray to angels." And I'm like, "I don't remember praying to angels." I said, "I was talking to angels." And they go, "How do you talk to angels?" I said, "Well, it's like you when you sit around the table, talk to your family. I sit here and talk to them the same way. Have a nice little conversation, chat. Or sometimes I think when I was younger, I didn't call them angels. I just communicated or would sit there and say, okay, I need some help here. You know, something like that. But I didn't really say angels and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's all evolved. And I've had people come to me now and say, "Man, you're just amazing what you do." I said, "Yeah, but if you would have seen me like maybe 15 years ago, it's a constant thing evolving." And I think it's always it's always evolving. It's always, I thought, put it, getting better. Some people look at it, and I don't like watching television shows or how would you put it, movies and stuff, but people talk about it being a curse. It's the ideal of learning that I always sit there and say it this way: God gave you these gifts to use these gifts, not for these gifts to use you. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. When you walk all over you and I kind of stand there and say, "Well, I have a gift and I have to do this." Well, they also tell you to have, I mean, I've been telling my angels and guides to have boundaries. I remember one time sitting at a party and people just started asking me questions, and all of a sudden I'm getting overwhelmed with all these questions. I finally, something came to me and said, "Stand up and ask for $20. So I stood up and said, "Okay, I'm not answering any more questions until someone gives me a $20 bill." And then somebody stood up and handed me a $20 bill. I'm like, "Wow, that was easy." I was hoping they would stop. Have you ever been in a situation where you just got so overwhelmed, you just wish, okay, everybody just stop? But you didn't realize, because you didn't want to hear everybody's feelings, you didn't realize you could actually tell them no. Has that ever happened to you?
By other people, other human beings using me?
Yeah, just sit there and say, "Okay, you're asking too many questions. Please stop, and I'll answer your questions for you, but you need to slow down," because they think we're machines, and they just keep asking.
Totally, so, yeah, totally. And people like that I get so impatient with, because they're not actually listening to you. They think that by coming to you for a reading or guidance, that you're going to make all the changes in their life, that you're going to sort everything out for them. No, we can advise you on what the best thing to do is, but you have to go and make the changes. You have to live your life. And it's people who just constantly then ask the same question in a different way, to be able to get you to say something that they want you to say rather than what you're telling them. And it's just, infuriating. But it's all, I feel quite used. And then that person will then go off and have a reading with somebody else down the road and then come back to you and then go down to somebody else and then come back to you. And they're choosing, well, whose advice should we listen to? Well, how about listening to what's going on in your own head? You know?
Yeah, really, yeah. Because I tell people all the time, I said, I get advice from people, I talk to the psychics, but I've come to the point right now where the idea of reading myself, I can do that. It's just I had to learn by going to other people and realizing, okay, I'm already picking this stuff up, they're confirming it. So then I started listening to myself. And that's what we're actually trying to do and help everybody else do the same thing. Because, like I said, like I've said before, I feel like everybody's psychic. It's just the ideal. You can call it psychic or intuition or whatever you want to call it, but they have it. And it's there to help them make decisions. And one person said, well, do you want the life to be perfect? And I said, well, I think that's a perception. To me, a perfect life would be me asking and getting exactly what I want and living the life I want to. Not the ideal of, and you know, people keep seeing this thing, people walk around halos on their heads and that kind of stuff. I'm sitting there going, no, we still live on the earthly plane, but I don't think that I still think that living here could be heaven on earth. So therefore, if I can focus and that's what I'm working on, I don't see how that's not attainable. But everybody's saying, if it was a perfect life, would it be boring? I said, well, the way things are going right now, I'd welcome boring, okay? I would welcome boring. The ideal things that are going on right now and all this craziness, like people thinking the other, I would say people with their intuition. Like when they built that plant over in Japan, you know, I think someone might have told them, said, you need to make things. When a big thing of water is protected, and they didn't do that. So then you have all these things that happen. I just feel like I knew throughout my whole life I've had those voices telling me, and when I listened to them, I kept myself out of a lot of trouble. So I'm pretty sure when you hear about these accidents, and then the first thing that pops up is, oh, poor this, and it didn't pop up. My thing is, I wonder if he was when he built that plant. I wonder if he listened to his intuition. If he would listen to his intuition, would it be happening? You know, things like that. Do you ever sit there and as you're... I don't know if you watch the news. I don't watch the news. I'm just saying, every once in a while, I'll go downstairs and talk to my mother, who watches she watches the news religiously 3 times a day. So I do catch these things from time to time, but I don't... Me, personally, I do not sit down and watch television. Do you watch television?
I don't watch it. No, I don't. I don't watch hardly any television at all. I don't watch the news, and purely just because there's so much sadness on it. I take it on. I'm hypersensitive, and I take it on and worry about it, and worry about the people. And there's nothing I can do personally to help. So I have to know my limits. Because I work such long hours, so I don't. Everybody thinks that because of what I do for a job, you must love watching, you know, sort of the most haunted programs on the telly where they go in and you know, the paranormal investigations. And I say, no, I don't watch any of it. It frightens me. It absolutely frightens me. I don't watch any of it. I work in, you know, Love and Light, and no way am I watching anything like that. It keeps me up all night.
I tell people this. Well, I don't watch those things a lot because I'm actually doing that kind of stuff myself. I actually have a paranormal group where we go and check places out that we're looking for the positive.
Well, I don't check them out. I go and rescue them. I do a lot of rescue work, and the poor souls that are stuck, I move them on. So I really don't see it as entertainment like some of these TV programs where it's like almost taunting the person in spirit. Would you do that to somebody who was alive? No, you wouldn't, you know?
No.
So why would you do it to someone who's died? It's awful. So, and it disturbs me. So I'm called in to clear out people's houses and do, you know, a lot of rescue work. And it's not about removing a poltergeist. It's about moving that spirit on. So, yeah.
How hard
I don't watch much telly.
Does it depend on the situation of how easy it is to help a spirit move on?
Oh no, it's very simple if you have a faith. Yeah. So and yeah, you just move them on to the right way. It's like there's different levels. So we're on Earth now. Then when we pass over, if we're ready to go, if we're completely ready to go and happy that we, you know, it's our time, then that's it. You go straight on to heaven. If it was a sudden or unexpected death, or if you're worried about people left behind and you've got unfinished business for whatever reason, even if it's just that you're desperately worried about your family that you're leaving behind, you're not going to choose to move on through the big door permanently until you know that everything's okay left behind. So sometimes these souls that have got unfinished business have to get your attention. So that's when you get furniture being moved about. That's when you get noises, bumps in the night. They're just desperately trying to get your attention to be able to help. And so that's when I'm sure you know that you pass on the messages and you'd be able to help that soul feel, you know, feel like at peace and at rest and ready to move on. And then obviously it's very, very simple just to open the door and let them go through. So again, you're being used as a channel.
Yeah, I've actually watched some of the shows too. There was one in particular, I won't mention any names, but they seem to really taunt the ghosts. Like they, like you said before, it's a TV show. And they're looking for dramatic moments. And I've seen a couple of these things where they were just sitting there going, you know, basically yelling at these guys, yelling at these spirits and that kind of stuff. And then you start getting things to happen. And, I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, because I went in a couple of places, and we were just. The one place we actually went in to check out was, it was kind of interesting in itself, but the story behind the house, because the person who had been killed there was actually giving decorating tips to the person who lives there now. And I thought that's kind of a different situation. Usually you hear people talking about there's movement, there's this and that and the other, but you don't really hear a lot of stories where people with a spirit and the people living there now are actually interacting in a good, positive way, where they're working with each other.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's very fascinating. But I also feel like in a sense that... Can't forgive me. My eyes. I have this one eye, actually, one side of my face is black and blue. So every once in a while, my eyes will start watering, so it burns for some reason. So, situation, yeah. The reason I started the Paranormal Group was just to help people out to understand what's going on. And the idea of what you're talking about, of asking people to move on and that kind of stuff, is I guess you would say that was doing this for a while and then actually doing that too as well. But I wasn't really sure how to do that, and I didn't realize it was so easy. I've actually been talking to several people about that too, and they're like, it's just one of those things. It's very simple of working with them. Yeah. And like you said, faith actually gives you a direction to send them in.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, so
because,
I was like, okay.
You know, it's like reading cards. It's like being a medium, passing on messages, or being a healer. It's not actually us that's doing it, is it? And that's when people were very in danger of getting an ego. So they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a fantastic medium, I'm a fantastic psychic. Well, actually, you're not doing anything except for being a channel to let spirit work through you, to let your guides work through you, guides, angels, whatever you want to call them. It's them that's working through you. And so if everybody remembers that, then there's no ego. Then you'll work absolutely beautifully and for the good of the good. So, you know, it's always just listening and channeling the right thing and then being able to move them on. It is, isn't it?
It's like, thank you. I'm a fantastic open channel.
But that's it. That's what you've got to teach people, isn't it? Is that actually don't worry, and doesn't that take away the worry about people who are also starting to join this journey, you know, and start to use their spiritual things? Is the fear that, oh my goodness, will I be good enough? Will I be able to do it? But actually, if you teach everyone, say, well, it's not you doing anything except for being a channel. How could you possibly go wrong? And I always say to my students, never doubt, because then you're doubting your guides. You're doubting your guide's abilities. And as soon as they realize that, they're fantastic. Takes away the pressure off you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, stop trying to do something and just let it, you know, just do
trust.
It.
Faith again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like when you sit
Yeah.
here and listen, when you walk up and talk to someone in physical form, do you question what they're saying or what they're hearing? No, you just sit here and talk to them and have a conversation. And I think if you did the
That's
same thing
right.
with your guides and spirits, the same thing would happen when your angels too, where if you just sit here and talk to them and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. I mean, people caught me in the grocery store saying, okay, what are you doing? It's like, well, I'm not really sure about it. I mean, I want to get the brownies, but also I want to get some tuna. I'm asking my angels, okay, what should I do? Well, they said, don't get the brownies, 'cause I'll eat them all up in one night. And I said, no, I won't. And they said, get the tuna. Well, I got the brownies, and boy, they were right. I ate all the freaking brownies in one night, and boy, was I sick. But you know, and I tell people, I said, it might be a simple example, but that's what they're there for, to protect you from yourself sometimes. And you just need to listen. And listening to me is being an open channel. You just say, okay, what's going on? I asked the questions, and I was there talking to people that I work with, and I teach. I guess you'd say I teach too. And I would sit there and say, why don't you guys do this? I said, some of you guys are kind of like, ooh, I don't know about the Bible, but I said, anything in this world can be used as a learning tool if you just know how to look at it in a spiritual way. And they're going, oh, really? I said, yeah. I said, take one section out of the Bible, just by chance, just take the one Jesus' death or Jesus' life. I said, look at the whole thing in there. I said, first of all, you look at Jesus' life, and then you put down the first part. It says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. So therefore, you ask. Okay, Jesus, I think Jesus asked to come here to do what he did. But then I said, it's a heck of a story about manifestation. And they go, really? How's that? I said, well, first he says, don't focus on my birth or my death. Just focus on what happened. Focus on the outcome. Okay? The new life, the reborn, to being born again. I said, and if you think about manifestation, what are we trying to do? We're trying to change our old lives into the new. So so basically it's being reborn. I said, see, and they see how you look at the Bible. Some people get so crazy and say, well, the Bible's this. I said, you know, the Bible ain't nothing but a learning tool. It's a learning text. And people come to you all the time and talk about, the Bible says, no, the Bible doesn't say nothing. It's actually the written word about somebody else who said this and this and this. But they don't seem to put it that way. And I've even heard preachers say that. The Bible says, you know, no, it doesn't. You just said it. And I said, what are you going to do with that situation? I mean, the Bible doesn't mean nothing unless you're living it. And that's what I'm saying with the spirit. I was trying to convey to everybody in the spiritual lifestyle, being spiritual and that kind of stuff and living that kind of life, you don't have to tell everybody. Because if you really live it, then your life reflects it. And that's what I'm saying about the Bible. Like Jesus
That's
did.
right.
Jesus' thing was, he didn't scream or yell or dance across the stage like he's in aerobic class. He didn't do that, you know. He sat there and looked at the situation, and he told the truth. His words were the truth, so they spoke loud enough by just conveying them to people. And we're talking about manifestations too. And I said, Jesus never thought about manifesting anything. He said, oh, the masses need fed, fish and bread. Here you go. You know, it was just simply, just do it. And I said, well, if we could all learn that lesson in the process of manifesting things for our own lives, is just ask and then live our lives, because you're going to find out in the process of living your lives, that's when the manifestations happen, because you're living it. It can drive you crazy, I know. I've been there myself. I've actually taken my books and thrown them across the room because it wasn't open as fast as I wanted them to. I've been there. But I also know, I read this one guy's book, John Randolph Price, and he was talking about watch out for the boomerang effect. That's basically when you get angry and you throw all that energy out there. He goes, it's going to come back. It's going to come back the
Every
way you
time.
did. Yeah. So with the situation with your life, I mean, I'm sure it's one of those contacts that you get all the time. You get skeptics, and then people talk about the law of attraction and those kind of things. I mean, how do you approach those, especially with the law of attraction being, I guess, so popular now, which is, it's been around forever, but.
The law of attraction, I always say, be careful what you wish for. And I get ever so upset, and I really, really do mean I get upset and hurt when people say, oh, yes, well, you know, I use law of attraction, I've done my cosmic ordering, it's okay, I'll just positively think that I will have all the money that I need. And I say, oh, right, okay, so does that make you happy then? How about if you just say, trust in God that He knows what you need, a damn sight better than you do, and that He will bring you everything and more than you want. No, I'm going to do law of attraction, and I'm making sure that all this money's coming in. I say, okay, well, I'll step back whilst, you know, the shit hits the fan, because once all the money comes in, which it will, then look at all the trouble that comes with it. So what comes with lots of money? Losing friends, jealousy, envy, arguments, yeah, fighting, everything. And then the same person comes back and goes, well, I can't understand it. Why is my life so bad? I thought, why aren't you happy? You've got all the money you wanted. And then what about when they say, right, I've cosmically ordered, I get this one so many times, I can't understand it. I cosmically ordered a perfect man. He's, you know, looks stunning. He's got blue eyes. He's got everything I wanted. He's gorgeous. But he's married. Oh, didn't you write that on your list? I'm like, again, be careful what you wish for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't demand what you want in life. That's not the way it works. If you live a good life, if you trust in God that he's there guiding you and he will never, ever let you down,
mm-hmm.
then you will have everything and more that you want. Now, trust me, I've been so angry with God myself. I thought, hang on a cotton pick a minute. What are you doing taking my husband from me and leaving me on my own with my five children? I'm only 38, thanks very much. I was 36. It's like, well, what's going on? I was so angry with him. I thought, I have done all this work for you for years and years. I've jeopardized, like, my time with my husband and my family. And then he goes and dies. Why did you take him? And then it's taken me 18 months for my anger to go. And no, no, it wasn't God that did that to me. It was God that carried me through to enable me to still be standing now.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's made sure I've got through this and, you know, that I am still standing. And so he never leaves you.
Well, we did I just want to remind everybody out there, if you're out there listening and you want to call and get a couple questions answered, please do so. The number here is 646-721-9031. I'm also a person who does private readings? I don't know. Private readings. I do private readings if you want to call me for private readings. And right now for this weekend, we're having this big old special going on. If you donate $99 to the show, I'll give you 11 60-minute sessions. You're not going to find that anywhere that I know of. And it's just one of those situations right now that I was off for like two or three days, which was not good for me. And I have some bills that are coming up due, so I'm just trying to get some money generated in here. So for anybody who can help me out, as the same way of donating some money to the show, I'm going to give you six. And then I changed it to say, no, I'm going to give you 11 sessions. That's 60-minute sessions for just $99. And if you go on my website right now, you'll see that those each one of those sessions go for $99. So right now, for the weekend, 3 days, what is it, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you donate $99, you'll get 11 sessions. But I also want to caution everybody out there that when you call in, if you have a deal that you want to put on the table, please do so. I don't turn anybody away. So if you're a person who's saying, I don't have $99, but I got $89, I'll still give you the 11. Come on. That's kind of like pushing it. But I'm also saying with the same situation, too, I had a friend of mine call me earlier this week and said, I don't have $99, but I got 50. What can you give me for 50? Can I have 3? And I said, well, since you've been so bold, I'll give you 4. So I'm just saying, you know, if you got an offer, make an offer, you know. And it's one of those situations. My friend just made an offer this weekend, too. So I'm just saying, I don't turn anybody away. I've never said no to anybody. So if you have something in your mind and you're curious, just call me at 740-601-9835 and just talk about it. I'm open. I have a very open mind about a lot of things. And I love doing this work, and I love doing what I'm doing, so I just want to keep everything going. And I have some equipment that I've got here, and the show itself, I'm trying to figure what it's called. The fee for the show it's come up due, too. So everything's due this weekend, so this accident didn't come at the right time. But I'm still kind of going over that, too, in my own mind, too, and say, okay, why did this accident happen? And I've already figured it out, so just contact me through my website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or call me at 740-601-9835, and that's what's out there. I mean, like I said, if you want to do the same thing like my friend did earlier this week, $50 for 4 sessions, then bring it to the table. I just like doing this work so much that I have a tendency to be open-minded, whatever it is. Just as long as I have the privilege of sitting down and working with each and every one of you. So just keep that going. I want to keep the format of the show. Plus, right now, we're doing readings. So please call in and we're both going to be, you know, she's going to stick around probably, well, she said she'd be around for an hour, and we're actually going to check it out.
It's time for me to go now.
Yeah.
You're on your own because it's 2 o'clock in the morning here. So I'm going to love you and leave you and let you get on with your reading. Thanks ever so much for having me.
Why don't you do this one time for me? Just take into consideration that on Fridays and Saturdays, I do nothing but readings on those days. So if you want to come in and join me one time just for an hour or so on those shows, it's a pleasure having you here, and thank you for being here. And it was one of those things I wasn't
sure about
the show.
Thank you very much for having me. You take care and have a good rest of your show.
Oh, you too. Thank you, and you have a great
day. Bye-bye. God bless.
Hey, when's your show on?
It's on the Faulkner Tarot, the Faulkner Tarot channel on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And,
okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. And that was ours. So we're still here, guys. We're going to go over some things about chakras. It was actually, we talked about chakras before. I just wanted to go over some chakra chanting and that kind of thing. I'm sorry, guys. It was one of those things where I kind of gave you guys the, we're trying to figure that out. But chakras are really important. And the more the clear and open the channels and the balance, that kind of thing, the more clear the channels that come through. So give that a chance and that kind of stuff. And I wish I would have gave everybody a little bit more, how would you put it? More heads up that we're actually going to do a show tonight, because I was going to cancel it because of the injuries I sustained at the beginning of this week. But if you're out there and you want to get a call in here and get a reading, please do so. The number is 646-721-9031. And we were talking about some other things of putting things together. It was the idea of chakra chanting. I love the idea of chakra chanting because it's just the idea of finding out the right tones and that kind of thing to work with. And, So we had the things here. We're going over chakras. We had the one book we're going over real clearly, too, Adoring Virtues book. We had not really got clear on the chakras. We did a lot of aura kind of work and that kind of thing. So come on in. And we're going to take a break here for a second and take a breather after that, after our little session here. And Rihanna, thank you for being here. And it was a pleasure. And if you get a chance to come back, it'd be great to have you back anytime you want. I'm sorry for being so late where you're at, but that's why I say I appreciate you being here. That is pretty late. So let's go and take a break here. We'll be right back after this brief music meditation so I can actually go over some things real quickly and do that kind of thing. So here we go. A little grounding meditation for you. Welcome back, everybody. Hi, this is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show, and we're going over chakras and that kind of thing. We're doing some chakra meditations and chakra chants, but we're also actually going over some other things with chakras where it talks about greatly. There are certain foods that greatly affect, in a negative way, their chakras. Alcohol, caffeine, chocolate, cigarettes, cigars, drugs of any kind, red meat, any food or substance consumed compulsively or addictively. This is a sign of divine guidance is being feared or and avoided by the consumption of substances to make sure that doesn't happen. I've heard people talk about that before. A lot of people who drink or alcoholics are the same one. So I'm wondering about the situation of addictions. Is it really addictions, or is it just the idea of drowning out of oneself who doesn't want to hear it? Things that moderately, you know, like on a medium kind of thing here, that affect our chakras in a negative way, and that's fowl, turkeys, chickens, etc. Mood altering or energy altering herbs, calming or stimulating. Most processed foods, shellfish, white flour, and white sugar. And then we got things that somewhat carbonated beverages, including water, dairy products, produce, and grains grown with pesticides, seafood, all varieties except shellfish, or somewhat. Foods and beverages that positively affect the chakras are freshly picked fruits, vegetables, especially those that are organic, as pesticides contained the low life force energy of death, pest, insecticide, death. Let's see, bread products baked with sprouts, sprouted, or whole grains. You can get those at your grocery store. Sometimes you just simply have to ask for them. Soy products such as soy milk or tofu, juice, consumed within 20 minutes of squeezing. The life force escapes after 20 minutes, much like a spirit leaving a body. So when you kill something or squeeze something, the kind of stuff, you only have so much time to contain that or ingest it, I guess. Food that is prayed over. So see, this thing is very powerful, positive foods and things you can do. Everything we eat or drink contains life force energy. Some foods and beverages drink high in life force energy, your chakras will be larger and clearer. Conversely, a diet that is low in life force energy doesn't help your chakras and sometimes makes them shrink and darken even further. This particularly happens whenever we eat foods derived from mistreated animals. Our chakras absorb the energy of the animal's pain. Foods that are alive, such as fruit, fresh fruits and vegetables, sprouted whole grain products, and freshly squeezed within 20 minutes, juices have the highest amount of life force energy. Foods that are dead or dried, frozen, or cooked have no life force energy. After all, life doesn't live in a can or a freezer. If you can add more life force energy to your diet, you'll notice a positive difference in your energy and mood levels. Even cutting back a little bit on low life force foods and adding a tiny amount of high life force foods can positively affect you. They have found that many of our students and clients have received intuitional guidance to stop consuming the foods that clog their chakras. So if you're a person that gets, you know, let's say you're gravitated to taking red meat out of your diet or lowering how much red meat you eat in your diet, more likely that's divine guidance trying to help you to balance your diet. And if you sit back and look back and say, okay, my life, my temper is out of control. And then all of a sudden you start hearing these voices that are just a feeling that says I should cut back on my red meat or eat more vegetables and that kind of thing. Then more likely it's your guidance coming and trying to balance things out. So listen, okay? It's very imperative that you do that. I know. Forgiveness free yourself now. There's a process you can take. You can do. It takes about 30 to 60 minutes to complete, and it's one of those things that's worthwhile to invest the time into. I've actually talked to a bunch of people. I'd say some of my clients, and the idea of going for forgiveness sessions to free yourself, very powerful. It's almost like letting go of baggage yourself, okay? So if you're interested in taking the steps to free yourself through forgiveness, then try these. This will also help by forgiving and letting go of these blockages. See, we talk about blockages. This will also help your chakras, too, because more likely when you have these certain things that happen to your life, depending on what part of life you're in, it's where there's things, it would probably depend on, more than likely the chakra that goes along with that will be blocked. That's what we call blockages. Okay, know the benefits of forgiveness. Forgiveness is different from saying, I lose, or I was wrong, and you're right. It is different from letting someone off the hook for perceived wrong, okay? Forgiveness is simply a way of freeing your spirit and becoming an unlimited being. Peacefulness and increasing energy are the prizes. And that's what you want to do here anyway. And forgiveness is the prize. It's the price. If you think about it, just doing some forgiveness meditations, it's basically what you can do for yourself. Maybe the idea of cutting off headaches, changing things in your body, taking away aches and pains away, that kind of stuff, because of things you're still hanging on to. To me, if you ask me, it's a bargain. You'll save yourself a lot of money with the less aspirins you buy. Okay, take a forgiveness inventory. Now, this is an exercise partially based on the ideal of forgiveness. Forgive you, forgive them, forgive that, everything goes along with it. Write down the name of every being, living or deceased, who has irritated you. Most people find that they have a 3 or 4 page list. And some people even have a longer list, because it's like one of those things, amazing situation. You just sit down, start writing this list, and it's like you start picking up names. I also tell people, you know, whatever name comes to you, just put it down your list, because you might actually be picking up things from past lives. Okay? So you sit and take that thing down, and probably what's going to happen here as you're writing down your list too as well, excuse me, you're going to you're also going to be remembering people that you probably haven't even thought about in years. So keep that one going too. And even some people have a tendency to put down names of pets, and almost everybody writes their own name somewhere on the list. Okay, the next procedure is the idea of release and forgive. In a solitary room where no, I would actually put in a room, find a room that's quiet, isolated from everybody else, so you won't be interrupted. Down the list, one name at a time. Hold the image of each person. And I always sit here and say, if you haven't seen these people in a while, then just say the name, and whatever pops in your head, hold the image. Hold that person in your mind and tell him or her, I forgive you. I release you. I hold no unforgiveness back. My forgiveness for you is total. I am free and you are free. And then keep going down the list and say that for everybody. Now this... it's supposed to take about 30 minutes, but it might take longer. However, it's important to stick with it until the entire list is completed. The best thing to do is try one that you can do nightly, okay? Do nightly releasements every morning before retiring. Do a mental review of the day. Is there anyone you need to forgive? Just as you probably wash your face every night, it is also important to cleanse your consciousness nightly so resentment won't accumulate. So therefore, it's like when you do, you know, it talks about doing chakra clearings, one in the morning and one at night. In the same process of doing this, you can also do your forgiveness. Definitely do it at night before you go to bed, because it's definitely a good way to clear out things. Now we also have something here with a lot of people are always talking about past life clearing of the third eye, or just clearing the third eye. And this would be a good one to look at anyway. It's like, it's like listening to people who say they cannot see images in their mind's eye. Okay? I'm just not visual often. See, often you hear all this stuff. I'm not visual. I find that these are simply non-visual people. But at the same time, it's just somewhere to start. Some people have the ability, because of their clairvoyant abilities, have lost their lives in the past life. So therefore, they have a tendency to be scared to go toward it. If you're a person that lost your head in the process of doing something, sometimes you have a tendency not, you don't want to go there. Some people can't see because they don't want to see. Last time they saw, someone knocked their head off, or something happened to them dramatically, so they don't go there. Okay, so the ideal. So we have said people who have been burned at the stake during witch hunts, people who were beheaded because of their psychic abilities, people died in ancient civilizations of Atlantis for reasons related to their clairvoyance. Now, in this time, I really feel like it's more like this. No one died in Atlantis because of having clairvoyant abilities. It was more on the level of when they went into other cultures after they basically left the main island of Atlantis. They'd lost their heads, or people looked at them as being something differently. In Egypt, it was different. In Egypt, we had a group of Atlanteans that went there too, but they were seen as gods. That's where the term Pharaoh came from. Pharaoh meaning God, meaning outside the family, or outside the house, an outside. What you can do is, no matter which lifetime sparkles the present fears of clairvoyancy, you can heal the resistance simultaneously. And basically what I'm going to go over here is a nice meditation you can do so. It's a meditation method to clear away the fear of opening your psychic chakra. And basically what it does, it goes by and breathe. Nothing to do is sit down. Don't cross your legs and arms. Sit there, focus, close your eyes. And begin by breathing in and out deeply, three times. And this is really a very helpful thing to do, too. A lot of psychics have done a lot of psychic work, and they started incorporating breathing exercises and breathing before they do their readings and that kind of stuff. And they started finding that by doing these techniques, that they were open, the channels were open even clearer. So this is a very good thing to do. So breathe in three times, and then if you can get this book by Joy and Virtue, basically take this whole thing and just, sometimes you can take it and read it to yourself, either out loud or silently, or you can actually tape it on the tape recorder, one of those little tape recorders, and then play it back as you're meditating to get the idea of what's going on. And this is how it goes. I am willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime about being able to see the future. I am willing to release any fear I may have in any direction of time connected to psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive anyone in any lifetime who may have criticized, persecuted, abandoned, maimed, or killed me because of my psychic ability. I am willing to forgive myself for all the choices I have made in any time, knowing that I was always doing the best I could do. I am willing to release any fears about being maimed and being harmed for being a psychic in any lifetime. I am healed and I am safe. So take a deep breath. And think about those lifetimes and just let it go. Okay? If you want to, you can go over it many times until it flows, you know. I am willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime about being able to see. I am willing to release any fears I may have in any direction of time connected to psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive anyone in any lifetime who may have criticized, persecuted, abandoned, maimed, or killed me because of my psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive myself for all the choices I have made in any time, knowing that I was always doing the best I could do. I'm willing to release any fears of being harmed for being a psychic in any lifetime. I am healed and I'm safe. I am willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime about being able to see the future. I'm willing to release any fears I may have in any direction of time connected to psychic abilities. I'm willing to forgive anyone in any lifetime who may have criticized, persecuted, abandoned, maimed, or killed me because of my psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive myself for all the choices I have made in any time, knowing that I was always doing the best I could do. I am willing to release any fears about being harmed for being a psychic in any lifetime. I am healed and I am safe. Like I said, take a deep breath. Exhale and say, whoa. Okay? It's gone. It's over. It's no more. Alrighty? Now, I want you to sit there and go over these things real quickly in your mind. Anybody who just came into the chat room and is now listening in, welcome to the show. We're going over some chakra meditations, and I was focusing on the third eye chakra of opening it up and actually letting go of residue from the past life clearing of the third eye. And maybe we should go with that one more time. Rihanna had to leave at, what time is it? She had to leave a little bit after 10 o'clock. I'm sorry you guys couldn't have made it before she got. I wish she could have stayed a little bit longer, but I guess where she's over where she's at, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Maybe it's a little later than that. But you're more than welcome to stick around, and if anybody has any questions that they would like to ask, as in the psychic questions and that kind of stuff, you're more than welcome to kind of call the show here at 646-721-9031. And thank you. I appreciate everybody for being here. Oh, I'm sorry. It was one of those things. I wish you could have got here sooner, because we were really looking for people to call in sooner so we could actually do readings. And I think we were both looking forward to doing readings too, but you know, it's like we tried. Thank you. But if anybody wants to get on and call me and do some readings, I'm still open, still here. So please jump in and get some readings going on, guys. What do you say? I want to go over this meditation one more time, okay? Read this to yourself, or either out loud or silent, read it to yourself. Or I recommend that you can also take it out of the book and record it and then fine-tune it to what works for you. Okay, but it goes like this. I am willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime about being able to see the future. I am willing to release any fear I may have in any direction of time connected to psychic abilities. Okay, I am willing to forgive anyone in any lifetime who may have criticized, persecuted, abandoned, maimed, or killed me because of my psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive myself for all the choices I have made in any time, knowing that I was always doing the best I could do. I am willing to release any fears about being harmed for being a psychic in any lifetime. I am healed and I am safe. Forgiveness is a really hard, really good tool too, okay? Really good tool. You have toning and chanting. The toning is like a ring in the bell. There's certain bells that resonate at the B or an A or an A sharp or F, where you can hit those tones and focus on that tone, and in the sense you can focus and balance and clear your chakras. And we also have a situation going on here. I was going to go over these things real quick too. You also have clearing with Raphael, Archangel Raphael, which is basically just say to Archangel Raphael. Say, Raphael, please enter my body and clear me of any imbalances or negative energy now. Take a deep breath. And exhale. And then say to yourself, it is done. I am clear, I'm open, and I'm healed. Same thing with cutting the cords. You can ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords too. These are just all kinds of ways to helping you clear those chakras. Because emotional attachments can also be not just the body, but they can also have emotional attachments to your chakras, your aura, your physical body, certain places on your body, that kind of stuff. We've talked about the idea of having cords attached to different parts of your body. Basically, with Archangel Michael, it's just simply the idea of asking. You know, just ask, immediately increase the energy and peacefulness within you. Ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords. Just simply focus. Okay, Archangel Michael, please take your cord. I'm sorry, not your cord. Take your sword and cut the cords. And then say to yourself, I am willing to release all fear and unforgiveness so that I may experience peace instead of pain. So cut these cords and let me go. Let me be free. And you will be. I'm telling you. Cutting cords doesn't mean I don't love you or care about you anymore. Some people think that we're cutting the cords, that kind of stuff. We're just cutting attachments. Cutting attachments is the idea of being able to focus on oneself. So therefore, oneself can be a lot opener, more open. There's different ways of doing chakra clearings. Just find a nice meditation that works for you. There's a lot of things, breathing color, which is basically as you take a very deep breath, visualize yourself breathing in green, the color green. As you exhale completely, see yourself breathing out the color. Yeah, see, breathe in. See, I'm going to get this right, okay? As you take a very deep breath, visualize yourself breathing in the color green. As you exhale completely, see yourself breathing out the color yellow. Next, breathe in the color blue as deeply as you can and breathe out the color orange. Then draw in the color purple into your breath. See the purple entering all of your cells and your blood stream. Finally, breathe out the color red completely. Repeat this entire process 3 times. Okay, if you didn't get that the first time, basically what you're doing is you're breathing in green and exhaling yellow. Then next you'll breathe in blue as deep as you can. Breathe out the color orange. Then draw in the color purple with your breath. See the purple entering all of your cells and your bloodstream. And finally, you want to breathe out the color red completely and repeat that over and over again until you feel energized. Okay? Or you can do this. It's called the glass globes. Try this. Visualize 8 beautiful glass globes stacked on top of one another. The globes are stacked from top to bottom. You got the royal purple, which is your crown chakra. You have the red violet, which is your ear chakras. You have deep blue, which is your third eye chakra. You have sky blue, which is your throat chakra. You have emerald green, which is your heart chakra. You have sunshine yellow, which is your solar plexus chakra. And then you have vivid orange, which is your sacral chakra. And you have ruby red, which is actually your root chakra. See the glows becoming larger, brighter, and increasingly illuminated with light. Make them all glow in size until they are equally large. See the globes as perfectly transparent and the colors as clear without any spots of glass. So it's like going in and looking at your chakras and seeing the globes, and they're glass globes. So what you'll see is on the outside, which would be the blockages or the things that are blocking or that need to be cleared out of your chakras, will be spots on the glass. And what your job is to go in and clean the spots off your glasses, off the glass globes, until they're clear, until the color is clear, which means, you know, clear blue, clear red. And keep doing that until you feel like you've done the whole thing, like, great. Okay? Or if you want to simply just picture a giant vacuum cleaner or a vacuum tube coming from the heavenly clouds, this vacuum is designed to suction away all dark negative energy. Visualize the vacuum tube going into your head through your crown chakra at the top of your head. Decide whether to put the vacuum on low, medium, or high, or extra high speed. You can direct a vacuum to suck to suction darkness out of specific places in your chakras, or you can ask the vacuum to do a complete cleansing of your entire physical and light body. So it's just the idea of picturing that vacuum cleaner come down and doing the exact same thing, sucking all that stuff out of your head. But like I said, it's just one of those things of just, you know, focusing and visualizing exactly what you want to do here, okay? There's also a situation of clearing out just your heart chakra, okay? With your eyes closed and in a complete, in a comfortable position, take two or three deep breaths, cleansing breaths. Okay? Visualize a beautiful cloud of emerald green light surrounding you. As you breathe in, you take this healing energy into your lungs, your cells, and your heart. Okay? Then you concentrate on your heart a moment as you allow the emerald green light to cleanse away any negativity that may have caused you to feel pain. So if you want to, you consider focusing on a while until you feel like you've cleansed your heart out of all residue of all relationships and kind of things like that. With a deep breath, allow the light to carry away any fears you may have about love. Be willing to release the fear of feeling love. You need to do nothing else except breathe and hold the intention to heal yourself of the fear of love. Just be willing to be healed, and God and the angels will do everything else. Take another deep breath as you become willing to release the fear of being loved, including the fear that if you are loved, you could be manipulated, tricked, used, abandoned, rejected, persecuted, or any other ways hurt. Okay, with another deep breath, allow all these fears from any lifetime to be lifted and carried away. Now, allow the light to cleanse you of any fears you may have about giving love. With a deep breath, be willing to release the fear that if you give love, you could be controlled, abused, deceived, betrayed, maimed, or hurt in any way. Allow these fears to be lifted completely and feel your heart expanding to its natural loving state. Allow yourself to release any old unforgiveness you may be harboring toward those who seem to have hurt you in a love relationship. Be willing to release unforgiveness towards your mother. And take a deep breath. Let it go. Same thing with your father. Toward your father, toward other parental figures. So if you have a stepfather, stepmother, do that kind of thing. Take a deep breath and exhale. Forgive. Let it go. Toward your siblings, toward your childhood friends, toward your adolescent friends, say that people tease you when you were a kid, that kind of thing. Toward your first love, say you guys got into it and you guys broke up in a bad way. Clear that out of there too. Toward those whom I've dated and loved. So look at those things. Make sure you've gotten rid of all the residue from all those relationships as well. See, toward anyone with whom you lived or married, allow all the hurts and disappointments associated with love to be cleansed and fully carried away. Tell yourself, I don't want to hurt. I don't need it. And with another deep breath, it is lifted to the light where it is transmuted and purified. Only the lessons and the pure essence of love contained within each relationship remains, since that is the only thing that was ever internal and real within each of these relationships. Now, with another deep breath, allow the light to cleanse you completely. Okay? Be willing to release any unforgiveness you may hold toward yourself connected to love. Be willing to forgive yourself for betraying yourself, for ignoring your intuition, or for not looking out for your highest interest. Give yourself a hug, either in mind or with your arms, reassuring yourself that you will never again engage in self-betrayal. Never, you know, give up oneself. Always be true to oneself. Now you commit to following your intuition and disconcertment, so that you never be or stay in a relationship that would hurt you. Fully release the unforgiveness for any mistake that you think you may have made in any relationship, including your relationship with yourself. And with another very deep cleansing breath, feel yourself healed, whole, and ready to enjoy the love that is the truth about who you really are. And I recommend if you want to go back over in the archives and check this out and take down that meditation, I would do that. But it's a very powerful meditation. And those are just simple ones you can use here and there from time to time, that kind of thing, on your way to working with all the chakras. I mean, I always recommend you do a full chakra clearing. Okay? Chakra clearing involves two steps. Clearing, releasing negative thought forms and electric cords from our chakras, and balancing, enlarging the chakras so they are all the same size, working in balance with each other. Chakra clearing. It's one of those things of working with the whole thing and that kind of thing, okay? Now, we look at the crown chakra, which is inside the top of the head. This is corresponding to issues to clairvoyance and divine guidance. The color is royal purple. Third eye. Here we go. The third eye is between the eyes. This is for clairvoyancy. It's dark blue. Then we have the ear chakras above the physical ears inside the head. That's clairaudient, and that's red violet. And then we have the throat chakra, which is the Adam's apple. Communication, speaking your truth. Light blue is the color. Then we have the heart chakra, which is located in the chest. Now this is the corresponding issue. It's the love and clairsentient. It's emerald green. And then we have the solar plex chakra, which is around the stomach area. This one is in charge of power and control. Okay, power and control. And then that's yellow, the color yellow. And then we have the sacred chakra, which is 3 or 4 inches above the solar plex. The corresponding issues here is physical desires and appetites and addictions. This is orange, the color orange. And our last one is the root chakra, base at the spine. This is for survival, concerns such as money, shelter, and basic material needs. And that one is ruby red. We also have a caller with us today, so let's go ahead and bring them on the air, too, as well. Take some calls, messages, readings. Hello. Area code 267, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, brother. I'm all right. I got a question, man.
Can sure,
you a reading, like, as far as relationships go? We see me go along with that. Thomas is reading charity, stuff, ministry. Is that meant to be, or is there someone I'm just talking to or chat with? How do you see that situation?
Okay, so you're talking about relationships?
Yeah.
What was the thing you said about the ministry?
This ministry. Like, where do you see me? Do you see us connecting, or is that meant to be, or how do you see it?
Okay, so you're trying to. The reason I asked the question because, like, when you're talking, it's like you're coming in and out. So I heard ministry, and I said, "How's it going to turn out?" So I'm just trying to hear the whole thing. I'm sorry, man. The connections sometimes are sucky.
How do you see, is that relationship between me and her meant to be?
Okay, first of all, can I get your name?
Alexander.
Alexandra? That's your name?
Uh-huh.
And what is her name?
Charity.
Charity? Nice name. You know, the thing I pick up here is the first thing I got was yes. There's something definitely right. There's something definitely right with this relationship.
Okay.
You have to put in a classification of meant to be. I do feel like in some ways there could be difficulties from time to time with her.
I don't even know her. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to know her.
Well, I'm just saying there could be difficulties and that kind of thing. If you don't really know her, I'm just saying these could be things that are forewarning you of what to deal with her, because it's like, yes, it's something that you feel like something's coming up with a situation and that kind of stuff like that. So these are like precautions. Keep your mind open.
What is going on with that? I mean, for anything else? Hello?
Well, I'm just sorry. I'm taking a drink here. I've been talking for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I was just trying to take a drink here. And with the situation, with the woman you're talking about, I mean, what is the status between the two of you right now?
Oh, I'm in Philly and she in Jersey, man. And I don't know how that's going to work. Because I haven't spoken to her in a minute. Because you weren't at an organization. So.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. From what I can pick up of the situation, I definitely feel like you guys, it's going to work out. I keep getting the impression, don't judge it because what's going on right now. What's going on right now is it's almost like saying time, fine tune the thing. I was saying, okay, where do you want to be at? And keep your mind open to where it's going to go. I mean, like right now, I'd rather live in Colorado, but I'm not sure how that's going to happen. But if I sit here and think about it, I don't think it's going to happen. That's putting too much. Right. And what I'm doing is, that's why I started my Colorado fund. Because it's one of those things that keeps my mind open and it gives me something to focus on. But I'm also giving everybody else the same thing, too. And say, okay, what do you want? Don't be scared to take the next step. You know, it's like.
Like I said, Coach, I do music. Where did you
keep
going with that?
Keith's going to me say stick with it. I mean, it's like you feel like things are. You've had some small successes with that, right?
Yeah.
And it keeps saying that you should not give up on this thing at all. Period. I feel like something's going to change here. You got some really good opportunities coming up in the summertime. Did you also have some? Music that you've shared with some I keep getting producers and stuff.
And I'm also trying to write a book. I'm in college right now. I'm not trying to focus on that. I'm trying to focus on school, stuff like that. I mean, you know what I mean? Try to get out.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as far as what do you think is my calling?
I keep hearing music.
You would have had to write a book. You'll see that. It's just music and that's it.
I would still write the book. I'm just saying it's like more music than anything else.
Mm.
I would definitely say I would still, yeah, the book would be good. I'm just saying music is the thing that comes up the most about what you should follow through with. But I feel like
it's a career. I mean, as far as going to school, it's about education. That comes first, but, I mean, where do you see me going with that?
When you started talking about going to school for education, exactly what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What's your music and stuff?
No, screw the music, talk about my education. What degree should I pursue? I mean.
Oh, with the situation, should you pursue school or?
No, what degree should I pursue in school?
Oh, okay, gotcha. So as you're in school, exactly what? Geez, you're taking a lot of classes here. You really have a lot of energy, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to clear out some things here. Like I tell everybody, just work with me here. I'm just saying, Monday I was in an accident, so I got stitches and a broken nose right now, so we try to focus as best we can. I would say things are a whole lot better than they was at the beginning of the week. I don't know, I was focused on your situation like you're going in many directions.
Right. Is that good or bad?
Well, it's good, but they're wanting to knock it down a little bit because it's like five or six things you're focusing on. And it's kind of throwing me off a little bit here, too. So I was like focusing, going, okay, They cut it down to three.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to school. I keep seeing a bachelor's degree.
Cool. So check this out, man. I'm, you know, just trying to do my thing, man. You know what I mean? I know everything's working out cool. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Oh, shoot. Is that your website in the chat?
Yeah.
Underground Railroad?
No, Al Music.
Oh, that's not the Underground Railroad TV? That's not you? That's not you? Who's that? That's kind of crazy.
No.
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering. Someone just kind of dropped some stuff and they left. It's like delivering a newspaper. One thing I keep picking with you is the idea of breathing. They definitely were talking about cutting down, and you're going like 5 or 6 different directions, and they're trying to get you to cut down at 3. Like I said before, I got back.
I know school. I didn't hear you.
I'm just saying. They just said breathe. They said, I got this. One of my answer cards I got was take a deep breath.
Mm.
Focus. It's like you need to reopen because we're talking about chakras today, and it was like almost like they're telling me that too, to reopen your own chakras because you have been subjected to a lot of energy. You have some blockages that are going on, that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, this is a bad thing. I have to narrow it down. All the school music, you know, a couple other things, but I mean, which direction should I go? I mean,
well, these cards keep talking about focusing on you. What could you do to honor yourself?
Yeah.
That's what I got before. I was talking about, you know, you go to school, but you should be doing a lot of things to detail the music.
Yeah.
Because it says, remember who you are. Who are you?
Yeah.
So therefore, once you focus on yourself and realize what you want, then you can manifest just that. So, you know, it's like, how can you sit here and tell people that in the process of life and finding out these things for yourself is part of your journey? It's because it was like in the process of not. What comes to me is by not honoring yourself and like listening to everybody else on what you should do is the idea of getting back to listening to yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Because it shows, remember who you are, and it shows just by that point. There's two cards here. They remember who you are. Remember who you are. And be new beginnings. Okay? The serenity. Yeah, the serenity you're looking for. That's what it keeps saying. It's within you. Because it does talk about that they're helping you also well with realigning this relationship that you want. Where it will fall into place. And I just keep teaching you. You said you're not in Jersey, right? You're not in Jersey, right?
No.
Do you have any problems with going to Jersey?
No, not necessarily.
I just keep seeing you in Jersey. That's why I keep asking the question. Like, almost like a decision is going to be made. It's going to take you down that road.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, it's just saying to me that you keep your mind open, and if you, it's like an opportunity comes for you to move to Jersey, you should do that.
Okay.
Because it talks about... It talks about this lady you're talking about almost as in a spiritual, it's a spiritual soulmate relationship.
Okay.
That's more in a twin flame kind of thing. It's not just a soulmate.
Oh, I'm going to pull this
up. How was that?
Yeah, he died. I'll talk to you later. Hold on. As you were saying?
No problem. Yes?
Huh?
I'm sorry. Who are you talking to? I'm sorry.
Somebody in the background. As you were saying?
Oh, I said that you need to. I said an opportunity comes open for you to go to Jersey. You should keep your mind open which way to go. Because it's basically saying use your God-given powers and intentions to manifest blessings in your own life and why you want this to work out. Plus, I was talking about the relationship. When you were talking about this other relationship, it's like I got the angel card. It talks about it being a spiritual soulmate relationship. Definitely. And you have archangels working with you. God, I get the impression you got a lot of archangels working with you, trying to guide you and point you in the right direction.
Thanks, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
As you were saying, man.
Well, we got 13 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank Rihanna for being here and giving her time. I know she's a very busy woman, and plus it's very late where she's at, so I really appreciate her being here. She's a very talented, very happy psychic. I like those, you know, the mystics and that kind of stuff. She seems like she's really on a really good mission, and I feel like she's going to accomplish it. She's going to touch a lot of people. And I hope she actually comes back to the show, because I thought that was really being more, you know, giving of herself. So it's one of those situations you look at, and it's like trucks in the background making weird noises, isn't it? I don't know. Sometimes you're one of those things. But we still got 13 minutes, guys. I want to thank everybody for being here. And like I said, thank my guest, Rihanna, for being here from the Faulkner Tarot Show. And that's actually her deck. And I also encourage all you guys to go out there and get that deck, because I guess some proceedings is going toward charities and charity things like that to help other people out. So definitely contribute to that as well. Okay? Your host, and we're just going to have a good time here. And also, I want to tell everybody out there that I have a phone number that you can reach me at, which is 740-601-9835, and to get private readings. And just for this weekend, 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you donate $99 to the show, I will give you 11 60-minute sessions. And for every person who gives a donation of $99 or more, I will give you 11 60-minute sessions. You can do anything you want with those sessions. You can do a past life. You can do relationship counseling. You can do life coaching. You can get your 60-minute readings, which actually includes angel readings, tarot readings. They've been redone in the whole thing. And, like I said, just for this weekend, you can get those 11 sessions for $99 donation. And also, we still have this thing where if you donate $12 or more, you also get a 5-card angel reading, which is a 30-minute reading. And also, with the situation, it's just one of those things. With this week of having the accident I had at the beginning, we got to take a couple days off, so it kind of threw me back, which is not too good on a weekend to do. So therefore, I have to really pay a lot of things on my computer. I have to pay for the show and the equipment that I use and that kind of stuff to keep the show going, that kind of stuff. So if you can all just help out, it'd be great, fantastic. I appreciate everything that anybody can do. So like I said before, just this weekend, all these bills are due. So we're trying to get that done and everything else. So for everybody who donates $99 to the show, you will get 11 60-minute sessions. If you're a person, like I said before, if you want to donate $12 or more to the show, you still get a 5-card angel reading. So no big deal. It's all right out there. So I also encourage people, too, if you have your own deal, you want to help, but you don't quite have that much, call me. Just make a deal. I had a friend of mine call at the beginning of the week and said, I don't have $99, but how about if I had 50? What can I get for 50? So I gave her 4 sessions for 50. So it's just one of those things, man. Just come to the table at. If you have an offer, I'm open-minded to hearing whatever you got to say. So call me and just find out. The number is 747. I'm sorry, it's not either. It's 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, we've been talking about, on this show, we talk about HemiSync CDs. So check it out, guys. HemiSync CDs. That's www.hemi-sync.com. They're great CDs. I got 4 or 5 of them myself. They have a little tone in the music that actually helps both hemispheres of the brain work together, which gives you a great, intense focus and concentration. They've got CDs on love, how to attract love, and connecting with your angels, connecting with yourself, connecting with the other dimensions, connecting with the angels, manifestation, chakra clearing, anything you can think of, and they're great CDs, and I recommend them highly. Go to the website; they got little MP3 CDs and have MP3 MP3 samplers. Check them out; they're really cool. You know, like 3 or 4 minute long, and you can get an idea what these samplers, what they're all about. If you want to, you can call them too. It's 1-800-541-2488. And I'll even put it in the chat if you like. Let's see what we got going here. It's www. Okay. Hemi, H-E-M-I. That's a dash. And then we got S-Y-N-C. That's sync.com. Check it out. That's Hemi Sync CDs. Also, with the situation, we also, like I said, you can also call them at, let me get that down for you, it's 1-800, 800, let's see, 541-2488, okay, Hemi. Think. And I recommend these CDs very good because it's really, really helps out a lot for people who have a hard time meditating. These would really help you focus and that kind of thing. So check them out. It's intense, I'm telling you. Hemi Sync CDs. Also, another company out there too. I just got a hold of these myself. It's called Brain Sync. That's Brain Sync. BrainSync.com. You can also contact them too by phone, which is 1-800-444-SYNC, or that's 1-800-444-7962, or call them directly, which is 541-488-7870. So give that a go. Let's try this out here. I'll write that, put that, also put that in the chat room too. Brain. Let's see, Brain. Sync. .com. All right, and the phone number is 1-800-444-7962. So we'll give you a www again. That's BrainSync. Okay. Sorry. Spelled it wrong there for a second. .com. So check them out. They also have things too. It's called... basically, what it is those are subliminal CDs, and they got CDs for everything too. Attracting love, manifestations, connect with your angels, your guides, that kind of stuff. Great CDs, great music, and that kind of stuff. Just regular music and that kind of stuff. And it's just one of those things you can really check it out. Be good. It's really cool stuff, I'm telling you. Just check it out. And we got 5 minutes, so if anybody calls in right now and wants to get a reading, we still got 5 minutes. I usually stay after the show anyway, so. For all the people who are still here. So just give it a check. And check out the CDs and that kind of stuff. They're great for meditations, especially when it comes to chakra clearing, because actually HemiSync has got one called Chakra Journey. And there's some really good ones there, too, as well. And then we were going over some things here. And too, it's like checklist is tomorrow, too, because Friday. Tomorrow's Friday. Also tonight. We're going to be on tonight at midnight, too, doing our midnight show called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So join us for that show and just come in. Usually we have a couple of psychics and a couple of people in there. We just open all the mics and everybody talks. And it's an open forum to express how you feel about certain things and that kind of stuff. So if you don't like lawyers or whatever, or you don't like psychics and that kind of stuff, you know, just bring it to the table and we'll talk about it. And it's basically a big old discussion for 2 hours. So join us. We're doing free angel readings and talking about whatever you want to bring to the table. And I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you, and thank you. Thank you all for being here. It was great. It's a great show, that kind of thing. And It was one of those shows where I wasn't too sure what he was actually going to do because of the injuries I sustained this earlier this week. But come back in. Come on back. Let's do our little thing here. We got the book here going on, the chakras. And actually, you can want to do some tones, that kind of stuff. There's a tone B for your crown chakra, A sharp for your ear chakras. Then we have A for your third eye. And then we have G for the throat. We have F for the heart, E for the solar plex, and for the sacral chakra, we have D, and then for the root chakra, we have C, the root chakra, okay. And then work on those things too. And actually tomorrow we're going to go over a couple chantings ourselves anyway. But really check out this book by Dorian Virtue. It's a really cool book called Chakra Clearing. It goes over the aura and the chakras. And it basically gives you an insight on the whole thing. Just what's up with that and that kind of thing. So tune in. Check us out tomorrow. We're going to do some chakra chanting. And next Monday, we're going to do some chakra chanting too. But this weekend, it's Friday and Saturdays where we do nothing but 3 hours of nothing but readings for 3 hours. Angel card readings, tarot card readings, whatever you want to do. Please join us tomorrow night at 9. And then join us again at midnight. The reason we're doing that is 9 at midnight because a lot of people come in there and try to get the readings and stuff on the first show and don't make it. So therefore, we have the second show where you can actually come in there, which is actually called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. Okay, join me that. We're going to have Friday and Saturday. First show is 3 hours, and the second show is 2 hours. And then on Sunday, join us on Sunday when we have midday Free Angel Reading Brunch. Well, we're doing it again, but it's at noon. Join us at noon. And then, like I said, Monday, we're going to be back at 9, where we're going to be doing shows on chakra chanting and that kind of stuff and go over a lot more meditation and a lot more chakra chanting. I think you'll really enjoy this chanting part because you can really feel it. It's just the idea of focusing on each one of your chakras and doing what you got to do, okay? Really cool. Love it. I loved it. It was great and that kind of thing going on. So if anybody wants to get a private reading with me, go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Okay? Just jump in there and do that. Or give me a call at 740-601-9835. Right now, we've got a good special going on for $99. Donation to the show, you'll get 11 60-minute sessions. If you donate $50 to the show, you'll get six 60-minute sessions. So, and if you donate $12 or more to the show, you get 5-card angel reading, which is a 30-minute session. Check it out, okay, guys? Thank you all for being here. Thank you guys for all listening. Thank you, Rihanna, for my guest being here tonight. Thank you for your time, and it was really a pleasure. And thank you guys all for being here, and we are out of here. May God and the angels bless you guys every minute of every day.